punishments. I think that really every American who's interested in religious freedom ought to know the stories of these Quakers and women like Mary Dyer, who was a Boston woman who had a similar punishment made to her, again, for the crime of being a Quaker. She was banished. She came back because she believed in the right to express her religious beliefs. She was brought up to the scaffold with two other Quakers to be executed. She watched as her friend's neck snapped, and then they gave her a reprieve. The goal all along was to force her to watch her friends being executed. They gave her a second chance. She came back again because of her conviction that she ought to have the right to practice her faith, and this time she was executed on the Boston Commons from an oak tree there.
So most of the colonies were created by people who wanted to create a safe haven for their particular form of Protestantism. Although Maryland was created as a haven for Catholics and Pennsylvania as a haven for Quakers and other minorities. But one thing that held most of the colonies together is that they all didn't want Jews.
Yes, at least they could agree on that. And most of them didn't want Catholics, because even in the case of Maryland, which did start off as a haven for Catholics, quickly got overthrown and became hostile to Catholics also. But yeah, when they talked about toleration, as the word went back then, it really usually referred to toleration of different Protestant sects. And Jews and Catholics and certainly atheists were simply not part of the equation. What that meant was they could not hold office, they could not vote, and other rights were denied.
So much for the Judeo-Christian background of America.
Yeah, I always laugh when I hear the term that we had Judeo-Christian heritage, because certainly Jews were not involved, and Catholics weren't either. It really was a Protestant heritage.
My guest is Stephen Waldman. He's the author of the new book, Founding Faith, Providence, Politics, and the Birth of Religious Freedom in America. And in the book, he debunks a lot of myths that are commonly held about the Founding Fathers and the role of religion in the creation of America. The British Anglican Church was seen as too close to the Catholic Church, even though Henry VIII had broken away from the Catholic Church. And during the colonial period, the Pope was sometimes called the Antichrist. The Catholic Church was called the whore. It's interesting because you see that same language in some contemporary evangelical literature, like the Born Again series. Isn't the Pope the Antichrist in that series?
Yes, and just recently in the controversy over John McCain's endorsement by John Hagee, his writings in which he referred to the Roman Catholic Church as the Whore of Babylon came back. So that has not, that kind of language has not been purged. And it's really hard to kind of get your head around this, but it's back then, we think obviously of Catholics as a major Christian denomination. A quarter of our population are Catholic. But back then, Catholics were not just seen as a different Christian denomination. In a lot of cases, they were seen as the enemy, and in many cases, the reason that people left Europe. This obviously was changing, and by the 1770s, it was a very different mix. Catholic role started to really change. But for a long time, Catholics were viewed as enemies of freedom, that the church was an enemy of freedom. And so it's sort of odd to think that Great Britain would be criticized for being too Catholic, since it wasn't even a Catholic monarchy. But even saying you resemble Catholicism was thought to be a potent attack.
Now, another myth you tried to debunk in your book, Founding Faith, is that the United States was founded as a Christian nation.
Well, of course, you hear a lot from religious conservatives now that America was founded as a Christian nation, and it's just not true. It is true that America was settled in the very early days by Christians wanting to establish it as a Christian land, but by the time you got to the founding of the United States of America, the new nation, the founders had looked at what had happened in the previous 150 years and turned away. And turned towards a different model. So they